Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Boker tov. Buongiorno.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Today is
20th of November 2015.
Is off the cuff 53.
Wow.
Okay, bonjour everybody, hello.
Bonjour.
So first, there is a big topic today.
Bonjour, madame.
Bah, stop to say bonjour all the time. We took 1 minute to say bonjour. Pissed off of your bonjour. Hein. So first, I would like to say there is a big topic, the new look of Andrea today, because we have actually... it's not new, but...
We just want to point out, because for our listeners who do not have a visual of Andrea, is very well dressed today. He is wearing a kind of beret, which is matching his shirt, along with a scarf. And all of this ensemble goes well with his beard, which is also in this sort of checkered blue and white theme. And it's definitely heralding the monsoon season here.
The magnifique tundu.
A magnifique tundu.
The shirt.
And blue jeans also, and with the chapals that he's wearing, even in the studio, which is completely forbidden, but he is very cold.
Yeah, because
why
my chapels have the same color of the floor.
Correct.
And should have
otherwise
to go with
us.
Italians are stylish, and
correct.
We have the proof.
Yes.
So why? Because there is today actually a lot of rain coming. So that's why
morning.
We spoke about that, about this topic. Second topic, very urgent. Do you have one, Madame Reno?
I would like to talk about how Wazo is dressed.
No, it's not important. I have my classic dress. I have my dress, classic dress from when I was a girl before. Okay, so it's a topic very important.
No, just little updates about where we're at. We're enjoying the monsoon. The radio is quite focused on its fundraising drive, but we're trying to organize ourselves for a month-long campaign.
I've been also published very recently in Evinet, the report from the FMC, and report from the land, report from the forest people. So there were a few reports, but we can...
Now finally, you read all this report after your crisis.
When I'm not here, I'm working at home.
Okay, good. So effectively, we can say that there is many things that they are on process to implement a new feeling. We can resume that, but to put a kind of new approach, more by fraternal approach. So we want to put first fraternity before transparency or the stuff. How to implement that in each one where we work. But do you remember that last week I have some complaint about Auroville Radio? I ask you if you did your homework, means you are able to say to us how many your project about the development of the radio, if you have corrected your BCC budget, because Ursula, you must know, she did not say to that.
Mm.
But Ursula said, Wazo, very good, your BCC report. Renou, Auroville Radio, no.
Very bad.
Very bad, mistake. So you were supposed to change. Did you work this week about this?
Mon père était pas comptable.
Mon père était pas comptable.
Mon père.
Anyway, it's not a question to be comptable. It's just there is two approaches. There is the approach of the narrative approach of your project, mm-hmm. and there is the number, the 2+2, so the to figure out the cost or the project of Auroville Radio. Did you work about that?
No. I haven't seen even this kind of request.
Well, you are doing fundraising.
We focused, of course we did. We have focused on the needs of the radio in the long, medium, and short term. And we know that in the short term for the next year, we would like to raise something like $13,000 or somewhere close to 8.5 lakhs.
That is for 2016.
So, and in that will involve actually trying to enlarge our regular staff, because it's only with the regular staff that anything in the radio can move forward to the next steps, whether it's quality, direction, events,
reports, BCC.
All of these things can only happen when we have a better, a stronger team, because the way we function now is the way you can function when you don't know who's coming, when they're coming.
Mm.
And so the radio lacks an identity because we're just open to having that happen. But we want to take it to the next step, and to take it to the next step really will mean providing maintenance, which is basic living expenses for people in Auroville that are working in a service that does not generate income, such as water and radio and all the city services, in fact, generally should not be generating income. And I think that ties us back with Wazo. Yesterday you had a BCC meeting, and you know we've been working on this thing with Slava and looking at transparency and going, oh, okay, before transparency comes fraternity, and getting everybody lined up in the direction of saying, okay, let's try and make this more service-oriented society. How do we fund these services? Because they don't have the same capacities that businesses. So we need to consolidate all of their needs, understand how they need to grow, and together prioritize what can grow and fundraise, just like we did for the radio, for all of our adult services, and move that forward. And that would be the general idea where we would like to be going.
By the way, so we do our famous investigation.
And I think, you know, it's interesting, just sorry to respond. It is changing in Orville. Everybody is fed up. Everybody does see the 50th anniversary coming as a marking stave. Like, the way we're working, it's over.
Okay, so that's very good.
It's not okay. We need to do something that's more in line with what we came here to do, not just a patch up of what we want to do according to the pragmatism and the level of where we are. No, we want to do what we came here.
That's why we have two news. One is the report of Porto's Water yesterday with BCC. One is about our investigations about how to finance the free Oiseau Coast. We went last week to see Ursula.
Free Oiseau Coast.
In France, we have an expression.
Having free services costs some money.
Yeah, no, I don't understand what is free oiseau.
Ah, okay. Now, in France, we have an expression, le gratuit.
Free, yeah.
Le gratuit n'est pas donné. In French, we say,
you don't get 200 rupees.
But listen a little bit. What's happening here? In French, we say, le gratuit n'est pas donné. It's an expression. So we have, everybody now are more and more aware about that. So the simplicity is to say how to finance this famous free. Okay, who has a cost? So we did some investigation. So we went to interview in Sula, 45 minutes. So we have asked him some questions. So I hope maybe next week we can take some extract. We have the same questions as to Slava. How many data do you have? This she provide to us some data that we will inform later how to use that. Finally, after that, we said maybe we have to see the FMC. We start to make off the scratches. And yesterday when I went with all the Rouvillian, there was Shomogam, Nagapan, Grace and me from Porto's Water to the BCT meeting to discuss about our budget. The atmosphere was super. Suddenly, they understood all the difficulty of the transfer, whether we have a lot of feedback. Of course, we still have to make progress. There is 10-15% of stuff.
A lot of positive feedback also. People like the free service.
Yeah. But where we are not agree is the way how to make fundraising about the service. So they proposed to me, maybe you can make a bill. You don't put the cost, but you put at least the figure of the cost. Means you don't, it's free, but you don't say it's free. You said it was normally 15,000, but now it's free for you. In the idea that people will say, it is free. Let's make a donation. I don't believe in this kind of thing. It's free. So the way how to finance the service have to be, that's why I propose a global vision and not an individual one, because we can have another way to manage, because there is a limit of the income. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, what I understood, in fact, is not the BCC, is not, there is some people that they know exactly how many money come, and we can have a better figure in order to prepare our fundraising narrative. Because the idea is that. How to explain the objective, like Renu said, the request for new maintenance, for new job, and the request of capital grant. It's so complex, and it's what we are trying to do.
Bravo.
Okay.
That's good.
The nice thing also that I would like to say is the RAS is very much interested in it. I hear the there's a new economy group that is also, or economy task force or whatever that came out of the retreat that is also quite open to this. The BCC is quite open to it. So I think everybody is quite ready now for
So it's not just the entry in the housing policy, but
everything.
The structure is moving forward.
But the structure can move if us, in charge of the service, we are able to understand how we work, what kind of, what is our mission
the direction also, how we want to work. Because we've been so locked into this, you know, there's some self-supporting Oravillian, so the services have to be self-supporting, so they have to bill. And in fact, it takes so much energy and time to be billing each thing. You know, I don't think it's wrong. I think consciousness comes with information. So I do understand BCC saying inform them. But maybe there's a way of saying, hey, at the end of the year, we did X amount of jobs that would have cost Orville 6 lakhs of free work, and put that information collectively, not to the individual.
Of course, yeah. We can do both. We can do both,
and
because
it becomes a cost that belongs to all of Orville, not this separation, this making of nations inside of Orville. I hate. Even when I was sitting in Lavernier, I remember everybody was coming up with a project, and their project was going to be remaking Orville in one project. No, we're living in a project called Orville. See what the project called Orville needs.
Correct.
And don't try and reinvent Orville in your project.
But What just I want to speak, when we have this kind of issue that everybody is involved, so there is many proposals, the difficulty is how to start.
Stop, Wazo, I want to know, Andrea, what is happening with you?
No, I'm happy about what I'm going I'm learning.
Okay. Stop, Andrea, I have to say, I'm refuse this kind of order of Madame Renaud. Now, Sir Andrea, what's happened to you exactly?
Oh, today is a nice, beautiful day, it's raining, nothing is happening to me. Wazo, please.
So, I would like to say to Andrea, because Renaud don't want to listen to me, she's pissed off. She doesn't know me, but she doesn't know what I will say, because I will say ni proszka zavonio perché la situazione è molto difficulto e perché la situazione è molto difficulto e po we need more fraternity. Yeah. How you say that in Italian?
Abbiamo bisogno di più fratellanza.
Okay, maybe we can make a small about the events in France, or we don't speak about that.
I'm just happy that Frederick was given a temporary visa for being stuck in the Chennai airport all
the time. She has this problem with the father stuck in the airport. Me, of course, what I did, this is another topic, of course, what I did, I got some time, free time, to watch all what's happened in France, because I was personally interested by the process for X reasons, will be too long. What everybody realized, that there is a process. We understand more and more that the violence cannot be resolved. The problem of violence.
Exactly.
So we have so many situations that suddenly more and more people understand, and the sense of fraternity. So now what's happened? You have different layers of expression of fraternity. So you go from the media, from the VIP fraternity, to different levels. And many stories, because the more important now is to see all the stories, secret story of life. They start to be in tune with what's happened here. These aspirations to understand that we can build other way of exchanges and this. But there is a lot of work to explain this fraternity.
And it's like a huge reckoning of history, karma, and I mean this whole situation is not just so plain.
It's not so linear.
Of course.
So
yeah.
There's a whole sort of a thing that, and I think it'll be very interesting, just like Orville really senses it needs to change, and let's hope it has enough energy and direction to be able to sacrifice some of the comforts of today for a long-term better tomorrow. It's the same thing with regard to world policies and politics, and especially the situation with the Middle East and terrorism, where it's going to take very unspectacular long-term efforts. I understand that it makes people feel, we send the Mirage, we go and bomb the thing. But this is not actually a solution. In fact, if anything, it's just going to prolong the problem.
At least history will say like that. I mean, this is... it's in the last at least 3,000
But it's interesting that's being shared now by the larger population.
Anyway.
It's better off making the people know about the kind of choice we have, because frankly, till, let's say, 20, 30 years ago, we were much more in the situation where, as a citizen, we have very little power because we cannot communicate.
Thanks to
the internet now, this kind of
debate
is growing. The capability of keep the things hidden is less and less, because the government cannot take a decision and then say, no, we haven't done this kind of thing. So probably for the first time in the human history, as a kind of entity of human population now, we can make a stand and say, well, no, we don't want to follow the violence of the track of the violence. We want to...
And in fact, the voice of the people can be heard more strongly and relate to the government than ever before.
That's why we have, after
no,
all this...
I think we have a very good chance now to manifest in Oroville our little changes that are bringing to mutual collaboration and sort of cooperative way to see Oroville not as a divided entity. And this kind of effect will probably change our behavior automatically, and the people they are in touch with Oroville will resonate with another kind of frequency.
Exactly.
It's the same kind of thing. When you change just a single element in the structure, the structure gets affected. It's this kind of vibration everywhere. So I think we do have the chance to manifest in Oroville before we... the rest of the world does, it will be great.
Yeah.
That we are advanced in this kind of human movement of human unity, because that is the end of the reason that we are fighting, because we are not in the track of making the human unit. I'm not talking about Oroville. I'm talking generally in the world. Oroville is a manifestation of this world.
Yeah.
But here we have the chance, using the consciousness, using the teaching of the mother and Shira Rubindo, that we are not here just to making them put us water on the Oroville radio, that are tools to make the human unity.
Exactly.
So we need to struggle the way to manifest this human unity using our tools, make it better, make
and
it better.
And our work is our tools.
Yes, making working our tools, but that's the reason is for making the human unity. Making a city with 50,000, I don't know if it will be possible or not, but the fourth is...
It's a side.
It's the fourth to be a united group of people that are resonating with the same kind of energy. That is the thing. That is the real our task
exactly.
that we need to have in mind as a mantra every day,
exactly.
every morning when we wake up and what we do. Oh, monsieur, 15 minutes. 50 minutes.
After that, we said it's perfect. We are in tune today. We just finished by a...
We all agree.
Oh.
We all agree.